Welcome to the Business Blast Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. This episode is brought to you by Authors Unite. Authors Unite provides you with all the resources you need to become a successful author. You can learn more about Authors Unite and join the free community at authorsunite.com. Now, let's jump into the episode. All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. Today, I have Lindsay Turk with us. She's a writer for a marketing firm and an Apple specialist. So welcome to the show, Lindsay.
Thank you.
Of course. Pumped to have you here. We'll dive into the first question. The first one I have for you, Lindsay, is what is the best story from your life that has an underlying valuable message?
I think story that I would like to share was when I decided to transfer to Boston University, because it was halfway through my sophomore year in college. And so obviously it was January, and I just decided I wanted a different path. I wanted a different level of education. And even though it's the coldest month of the year, I just decided to do it. And I didn't know anybody in the city of Boston, but I had this, you know, this firm belief that I would find a better education there, I'd find a better career there, better professional connections and better friends. That's what I did. I really took a leap of faith and it ended up well.
And what is the most valuable piece of information we should know that's within your expertise or industry?
So within my industry as a writer, especially as a writer for a marketing firm, I would say it's incredibly important to be able to understand your audience. And with that said, I would definitely suggest taking time to get to know your audience. So for me, I write for a university in Massachusetts called Brandeis. I work pretty closely with them. And getting to know Brandeis means going to the campus and speaking to the people who are in charge of innovation. Specifically, that's who I work with. And then getting to know the researchers that would be my audience, you know, what do they like? What would they find interesting in, you know, a tweet or a blog post? And then really tailoring my writing to them so that they get something out of it. And, you know, I feel like I'm doing something that they find worthwhile.
And what's your best piece of overall business advice? So not necessarily industry specific.
I think it's definitely related. I mean, my experience with Apple Store is similar. Just, you know, really taking the time to get to know who you're speaking to, and that way you can empathize with them and just really tailor what you're offering, what you're saying to the kind of client that you're trying to market towards.
And if you could give your younger self one piece of advice, what would that be?
So I was thinking about this question. I think I was thinking back to when I started my first season of track when I was in high school, and I had such high expectations for myself before each race. I thought that I would PR, you know, each race, which obviously is not doable. You can't do that every single race. And so because of that, I would have so much anxiety just because I was hard on myself. It wasn't even anybody else. It wasn't even my parents or my coach. It was just myself. And I think if I had just, you know, given myself a break and just said, okay, you know what, I'm not going to PR every time, but I'm just going to do my best, and that'll be that. I think if I had just been a little bit easier on myself, I would have had less anxiety. And I think that's something that took me a while to learn. I think I'm still working on it now.
And in your opinion, what's the key to happiness?
I think the key to happiness is gratitude. It's being able to reflect on where you came from. I think sometimes for me, I get so caught up in, you know, what are the next steps in my career? What do I want to achieve? And maybe getting frustrated that it's not happening as soon as I want it to. But, you know, it's so important to be able to take that step back and say, okay, this is where I was 6 months ago. I've made this much progress. And all I have to do is just, you know, keep with that same conviction and keep with that same determination. And who knows where I'll be 6 months from now. So it's really just about reminding yourself where you came from, and you'll get to where you want to be. Just, you know, just keep that in mind.
And what is the best book that you've read, and what was the number one thing you learned from that?
My favorite book I ever read is called Unbroken. And I think the biggest takeaway that I have from that book is just the strength that the main character had. And, you know, he had so many people trying to bring him down. He was a POW in World War II, but he just had this, you know, this idea that he was going to succeed. He was going to get back home and see his mom again. And I really feel like I've carried that with me in the years since I've read that book, of just how important it is to keep a dream in your head and to not lose sight of that.
And what is your favorite quote and why?
Can we skip that question? Is that okay? Can you edit that?
No, actually, it's okay. So, do you have like a mantra, or like a, do you have like a favorite saying?
Not really.
Okay, no worries. So no problem at all. The last question I have for you then is, what is the best place for people to find you online?
So you can find me on LinkedIn. My name is just Lindsay Turk, or you can find my portfolio online as well. It's just www.lindsayturk.com. And there I have all my writing, and I have some videos that I've made of just some of my recent travels.
Perfect. We will talk to you soon. Thanks again, Lindsay.
All right. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.